out of it has just really emerged this simple idea that SEO is branding. SEO sounds so technical, sounds boring, it sounds back end, it sounds analytical, it just sounds like no fun because it's like all this stuff that people don't see is a foundation of your website. But when you think about it, if branding is how people describe you when you're out of the room, then SEO is how the internet describes you when you're offline.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was proud of that one. Welcome to the third season of the Simple and Smart SEO Show, the podcast dedicated to empathy-driven, brand-building SEO. I'm your host, Crystal Waddell. I leverage my obsession with user experience to help business owners just like you optimize your website with confidence. Thank you so much for being here. Let's jump into another great episode. Welcome back, guys, to the Simple and Smart SEO Show podcast. I'm back with my friend and now partner, Rachel Spiewak. And we are going to be talking about three-day challenges. So, Rachel, thank you so much for being here again. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we need to back up here and talk about how this all transpired because you were on the podcast. We talked about three-day challenges. And then all of a sudden, I'm doing a three-day challenge to launch an SEO membership.
Yeah, this is funny. And totally full circle. A couple of months ago, it wasn't even that long ago. When was it? October? I think.
Yeah.
I was on the show. Yeah. Talking about three-day challenges. So I was putting an offer out there into the world. I'm going to help you do three-day challenges, coaches and consultants, course creators, as a launch event. And so I came on the show to talk about the relationship between three-day challenges and cultivating your brand and cultivating all of that digital traffic and how that relates to SEO. And then you got super excited about it.
I'm just going to say I got super excited about it because this idea of launching something over and over again had always been like a dream, but I never had felt like the right fit for the type of launch. And so the way you described the three-day challenge, I was like, oh my gosh, I think that's perfect.
And that's exactly the idea, is to make it so it becomes rinse and repeat after you test it and dial it in and check out the stats and analytics. So that was probably an exciting part of it to talk about because we love the back end data. I was planning to do a group coaching course to take a bunch of entrepreneurs through the process of, okay, here's how you create your three-day challenge. And that morphed into a joint venture between us. Instead of doing this group class, we decided to work together and partner on this project, which has turned into launching your membership, Crystal, the SEO Squad. So that's been going fabulously. You've already got a group of founders.
Yeah, it was crazy because as I was thinking about, okay, what should we do in the SEO Squad? I thought, okay, we need to get some people in here to tell us who they would like to see in the membership or what would be helpful to them. You suggested, why don't you just do a founders launch? And I thought, okay. And I think doing a founders launch is scary because like it's the same level of scary as doing a three-day launch because it's, oh my gosh, will anybody really join? That's just like the fear I think that anybody has when they start up something. So it's, okay, lots of listeners, but is this anything anybody would want? And a little over 10 people, I think 10 or 12 people joined the squad and we've just been meeting every Wednesday and having some great conversations about their websites and just having those aha moments of, oh, this is how I SEO. This is how I optimize my website. It's been a lot of fun. And now I have a lot more confidence because we're actually going to do the big launch at the end of February. Now I have a better idea of what people will need.
Oh, yeah. And it's become so much more than a one offer kind of thing. Now we've got tiers and you can sign up as an annual member and save some money on it. So there's different purchasing options with it now, which is exciting.
One thing I noticed with the founders is that some people are in the startup phase where they're just trying to start and do things correct on their website. And then there's other people who are trying to optimize. So those two tracks are different. They still need the same principles, but they just are at a different pace and a different place in their journey with their website. So that was the idea behind the tiers and just, okay, how can we help people who are just in the basic startup phases of their website? Versus how can we really optimize a website that's already been performing and make it perform even better?
So we have the beginner level and the optimization level. And the optimization level actually comes with access to even more tools that you don't necessarily need in the beginning, but there are some pretty cool bonuses packed into the optimization level. By the way, can we just do a quick shout out to all of our SEO Squad members?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us founders.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a great few weeks. And again, to see the light bulbs go off oh, this is what I need to do, or this is what I could put, breaking it down into one thing so that we could accomplish like that one thing that one day, or even sharing an idea and then having people think about the concept of SEO from a different perspective. It's just been so much fun. So yes, founders, thank you so much for being in the squad. And we definitely welcome new members, but founders, you guys will always have a special place in my heart.
And your founders, were they people that came from the podcast, your listeners?
It's been a little bit of everywhere, honestly. Some were listeners. I have spoken at events before. And so when I put it out to the email list, they joined. I had a couple referrals, which was exciting. That's the power of SEO and branding, really, because that's how it works. It's a combination of all of these things, which leads to the ultimate optimization of people saying, I want to be a part of that, or I want to buy that thing or that service.
That's proof of concept right there. Proof that you know what you're doing when it comes to SEO. We were supposed to be talking about the challenge. So we're up to Founders Launch. Okay, great. That's rolling along. We've developed the program. We've got tiers for different places in your SEO journey. Yes. So the next thing that's going to happen is at the end of February, the last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That Thursday happens to be leap day. So it's February 27th, 28th, and 29th is our 3-day challenge, which is totally free for everybody. Everybody sign up 3daychallenge.com/SEO. And three is spelled out THREE, and sign up for the free challenge. Let's talk about what people can expect in the challenge.
Yeah. So it's called Supercharger SEO. And the idea here is that you get some momentum to take into 2024 and beyond, and just really hone in on that thing that makes you the most money and is the your favorite, most exciting product that you offer, and where those two things intersect, and then how to build a website around that as a foundation. So I'm super excited. If you have a business website, this challenge is for you.
I am so excited for it. I don't know how familiar your listenership is with 5-day challenges, 3-day challenges, things of this nature, but it's not a luxury kind of thing. It's more task oriented and it's community oriented. So you're going to meet and get to network with a lot of other business owners who are on a similar mission to you, which is great for business for you, in addition to doing the tasks and learning the new skills. So you get a task in the morning on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You get a task to complete. Shouldn't take more than 15 minutes to do. It has to do with SEO, so it will only help you to do it. And then later on at noon Eastern each day, Crystal's going live in the challenge Facebook group. You're going to join a little pop-up Facebook group for the challenge. Crystal will go live and answer all of your SEO questions. So you can ask her anything. So this is a fabulous opportunity to get all of your SEO questions answered for free by the fabulous Crystal.
One of the things I'm also excited about is if you are listening right now to the podcast and you join the challenge, it'll give us a chance to meet. And so I'm really looking forward to that, because I appreciate you as a listener. And I hope that whether you join the squad or not, I really feel like you're going to get a lot of value out of those 3 days and just a lot of clarity as you move forward. Yeah, I'm very excited. A little nervous like usual, but very excited to get started.
It's going to be great. And I wouldn't partner with you like this if I didn't think it was going to be a huge success.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. It means so much when someone says, hey, I like what you're doing and I believe in what you're doing. Because sometimes, especially with podcasting, you're talking into space. Like, you don't get feedback from other people. The only feedback you can get is from the data of listeners or downloads. But unless someone leaves a review or reaches out specifically after the episode, you kind of wonder, is this helping? And so I know that it has been helping people, because I've gotten a few messages over time. But to have a fellow business owner who said, wow, you know, what you're teaching is really great. It's really helpful. I see a future with that and I want to be a part of it. I was blown away. And I told you, even when we started, if you hadn't said this, if you hadn't said you'd come alongside me, I'm not sure that I would have done it, because it is a lot of work. It's a lot of thinking about what to do. And you provided a plan. You provided a posting plan and a schedule and reminders and all those type of things, which is so helpful, because it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day of running a business. And then it's, oh, I got to launch. So it's just been so helpful to have you there.
Good. I'm glad. And it's working. We've got members already without really advertising the thing. So imagine what's going to happen when we pour on the sauce at the end of February.
Yeah, which is awesome. And also out of it has just really emerged this simple idea that SEO is branding. SEO sounds so technical. Sounds boring. It sounds back end. It sounds analytical. It just sounds like no fun because it's all stuff that people don't see the foundation of your website. But when you think about it, if branding is how people describe you when you're out of the room, then SEO is how the internet describes you when you're offline.
Whoa.
I know.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I was proud of that one because when I made that connection, I was like, oh my gosh, that's why I enjoy SEO so much. Because what's hard to get across is that, yes, while there's technical SEO and different things that you can do to improve the website, that's not actually what moves the needle in your business. What moves the needle in your business is where that knowledge of keywords and what your customers want, that user experience intersects with search. It's like an intersection of what you know plus creativity. And that's what I love about SEO because it sounds like such a daunting, overwhelming thing, but it's just branding under another name.
So you made a post about this on LinkedIn the other day. And how did that go?
Yeah, a lot of people really applauded it and made comments. It's been one of the most talked about posts that I've had over on LinkedIn. It was a great feeling because not only do people who are SEOs follow me, but also people in the SEO industry that I respect. So to get positive feedback from them made me feel like, okay, we really are on the right track here. There's so many different types of SEO. The SEO that gets the most attention, I think, is the optimizations of people who are trying to do like affiliate marketing. And that's just trying to generate traffic for traffic's sake, and that's it. And that is where you could, let's say you sell perfume, okay? You could find keywords about horses that, you know, will get you a lot of traffic to your website, right? But is that going to help you sell perfume? No, it's not. So that's a really extreme example. But the point is, you can write about horses on a perfume website and get traffic. But what we really want to do is drive customers to your website. And that's where the difference is. SEO for a product-based business or SEO for a service-based business needs to be rooted in making a connection with people and making them feel like they're in the right place when they land on your website, that reassures them as they read on your website that you are an authority or that you are an expert and that you're trustworthy. All of the things that Google talks about with EEAT, it really makes sense because that's how we shop. And I have an example of this because just yesterday I had to call a roofing company to come repair our roof. Got a new roof like 3 years ago. Shingles blew off last week. Very frustrating. It's not under warranty, of course. It's only warranted like for the work for 2 years. I go on Google and I'm looking for roofers near me and different things popped up. And I knew from the search results that it was probably going to be like a lead gen site where someone was just disseminating leads and giving it out to local people. But it was the best looking search result. So I clicked on it and sure enough, it took me to this generic landing page that just had form fields to fill out. And I didn't feel good about it, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to fill it out because at least I'll have more options to choose from. So fast forward, I get emails and texts from different vendors. And guess what? They want to sell me a new roof. They don't do roofing repair. And I also thought to myself, what I was really looking for was a family company in my area that was established, that I could trust, that I could call again if there was an issue. And again, that lead gen form was just so bare and boring. And that's the difference. SEO that is branding and evokes an emotion in the reader or the searcher, that's way more powerful than SEO that's just built on keywords. I also want to let you know that my free 3-day challenge is back. So if you want to join the Supercharge Your SEO 3-day challenge, it is June 4th, 5th, and 6th, and you can register for free at crystalwidell.com/supercharge. So hope to see you inside the challenge.
So this kind of ties right back into the challenge because this is something that our tasks are going to revolve around, is helping our participants figure out that hyper niche, that the not just the search terms, but the branding, their little branding bubble that they can dominate.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that. And that's the other thing that I think I've said it before, but when you think about your optimization for your website and like who you're trying to reach, you don't need to be famous, like world famous. You just want to be niche famous. You just want to be recognizable in the context of the services that you provide to people. You want to be available in their mind as an option. So when someone thinks SEO, what I've loved is I started getting tagged in SEO posts. You've done it. Other people have done it, like Pinterest. People hear someone needs help with a certain thing and they think Crystal. That's what you want when someone searches for a dog trainer or someone searches for a senior photographer or someone is searching for Montreal art. You want them to think, oh, I know the person for you, or oh, this person comes to mind.
Niche famous.
I think sometimes we think that we have to be all things to all people. And then even when we realize that we don't have to be all things to all people, we struggle with understanding what we should be to the right people.
Yeah. And that's one of the hardest things about getting your business started. I think you might still be throwing spaghetti at the wall. You don't know what your bread and butter product is going to be just yet. When you're collecting data to figure all of this out in the first place, it's hard to know how to be niche famous. Like, what niche are you being famous for? But I think that's something that's going to become clearer during the challenge and definitely inside the SEO Squad membership. Is that something that you've been talking with members about yet?
Yes, absolutely. I have a great example for you. One of our members is a dog trainer, and he does a bunch of different types of dog training, like service dogs, hyper dogs, or aggressive dogs, like all of those type of things. And there's also a term, as we were searching for him, like as a group, he was the guinea pig that day. As we were searching for different terms that people might be looking for, we came across the term dog behaviorist. And so that is a very niche term, but a dog behavioralist in Charlotte is even more niche. But the type of person who is looking for the services that he provides would search for a term like dog behavioralist. And in addition to that, another thing I'm just so proud of, I have to shout him out right here because he's just done such a wonderful job. When I went to his website initially to look at it and I gave him some feedback, he immediately implemented it. And so when I went back to look at it again a few weeks later, I thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Because at the top of his page, he has a picture of himself with a client and the dog on the leash, just sitting there so cute, smiling at the camera. And it says, instead of just saying something like business name dog training at the top, it says the best dog training available in Charlotte. And then it has little bubbles that say, are these the things that your dog struggles with? So people can immediately connect and identify. Yes, my dog pulls on the leash, or yes, my dog is aggressive around other dogs, or whatever. And so those are the types of things that we've talked about and explored and modified and improved in the squad. Yeah, those are pretty exciting wins because it's like, we know now the niche that we're going after. We know the keyword that he wants to show up for. And if someone's looking for the best dog trainer in Charlotte, we want to show up as the number one search result, not only on Google, but the number one result in people's minds when they think about who they want to refer.
Do we know if there have been more leads and sales on account of the website updates?
We don't. So yeah, so this has just happened in the last couple of weeks. And the other thing that's interesting is like SEO and branding are both things that take time, but the level of communication has been elevated. I would love to come back and share the results as he has time to talk to his customers and really figure out, okay, are these leads the leads that I want? Are they better? How are they better? That type of thing. I really want to see these results in a couple of months. But the conversation that the internet is having about his business while he's not there is so much more powerful than it was before. So I do count that as a win.
Yeah, I don't see how he wouldn't up level in the sales and leads department. So let me float this idea out there for you, Crystal. Okay. Why don't you have your dog trainer on in 2-3 months as a guest on the podcast to talk about the result? And maybe, I'm throwing this out there, maybe this could be a perk of being a member of the SEO squad. Maybe.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Yes. Oh my goodness. Okay. So that aligns so well with the idea of public relations as a link building tool in 2024 and beyond. Because again, the days of buying links and just getting links for the sake of links, that's just over. And people have to come to terms with that. In the past, people have bought links so that Google would say, oh, if all these websites are linking to a certain website, then that website must be good. But guess what? If a whole bunch of really poor quality websites are linking to your website, that's no longer a vote of confidence for Google to look at and say, oh, that's a great website. No, in fact, it might be more like the websites that are linking to it. You know what I mean? So I love that idea because it also helps the squad members get that quality link from the podcast. So I think that's a wonderful idea.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes. Now we just have to figure out which tier to put it in.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah. So any other questions for me about what we've been doing inside the squad?
It's funny. I've been interviewing you on your own show.
I know.
Let's shout out all the things one more time.
Okay.
There's the SEO squad. So people could sneak in right now as a founder still? Is it still open for founders?
Yes, it's still open for founders until the 15th of February. So the day after the Heart Day, okay, in February, you can still join as a founder. The founder's launch is $20. The price for the SEO squad is going to go up significantly after that. So if this is something that you feel like you want to be a part of, I would say go ahead and get in now. And having access to an SEO professional typically costs anywhere from $5,000 a month up. My dream is to bring SEO to the average business owner, because so many times it feels like those types of services are outside of our reach as small business owners, when in fact, the tools are available to you. You just have to know how to use them. And so that's a big part of the squad too, is just saying, okay, these are the tools that I use. This is how I use them. This is how you could use them. And then discussing what's best for each business.
$20 a month is an absolute steal. And every single listener and subscriber of this show should be like, yes, Crystal, I'm in, obviously. Where do people go to sign up to be a founder of the SEO squad?
Look in the show notes for SEO squad founder, and you can click that link and it'll take you to the form where you can fill out your information, pay your $20, and then get all of the information to join the SEO squad.
Amazing. So that's the SEO squad. And that is for our starter level. And we are rolling out the optimization level. So if you are interested, because we're still building that a little bit, if you're interested in that optimization level, you should reach out to Crystal directly. I've decided on your behalf. Do you have an email address where people can reach out to you about that?
Oh, absolutely. The easiest one right now is just hello@simpleandsmartseo.com. But yeah, that's the easiest way. You can always find me on all of the socials at Knowledge Vomit. So if you haven't followed me on the YouTube channel or Instagram, just search Knowledge Vomit and there I will be.
Sorry, Knowledge Vomit makes me laugh.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Okay. Yeah.
It's working. Yay.
So that's the SEO squad. And then the challenge, it's taking place the last week of February 27th, 28th, and oh my God, 29th, because it's a leap year.
Yep.
And you can sign up for that at 3-day challenge. That's three spelled out, T-H-R-E-E, 3-day challenge.com/SEO. And every single listener and every single subscriber should be like, oh my God, yes, Rachel, obviously I'm going to that website right now to register for the challenge. I will be there because Crystal is amazing.
Yeah. And I always appreciate you guys listening. Rachel, I appreciate all of the confidence that you've shown in me. And so I'm super excited to help any small business that wants it. And yeah, we're just going to keep pushing forward. So I can't wait to see what 2024 offers.
I'm excited.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the free challenge at the end of the month. And maybe we'll even see you inside SEO squad.
Bye. Thanks, guys.